You see, that is how we got to America.
The Russians have landed.
This whole dang island's under attack by Russians.
Sorry, can't help myself. The setup is too good to be true, and I'm not the only one who thinks so.
It's one of those things you go, is this too good to be true?
Al Spackman is the director of the Sitka Historical Society. For less than a month, he's been engaged in an extensive and somewhat bizarre email exchange with a Russian event promoter named Alex Chapulkin. First, it was 85 people coming, then 55, now 68. Cossacks, some possibly on horseback with plans to reenact a battle with Alaska Natives, Bolshoi dancers, acrobats, bands, and children's choirs. Spackman thought at first it might be a hoax, but his attitude began to change when he got more reasonable emails from the promoter.
And a phone call on my cell phone from the deputy consul general from Russia that he is coming here on Friday and that he is aware that they are coming too.
So that's where things stand. Sitka may have 68 Russians in town over the next few days for the Alaska Day Festival. Spackman has referred them to local hotels to find rooms and taken one additional precaution.
The Historical Society is bringing down two Russian speakers who work in the travel industry to be here just in case they come.
But no venue has been booked except for the Performing Arts Center on Thursday evening. Spackman would like to do more, but is reluctant to tie up too much of the town's limited performance venues for something that remains a bit of a question mark.
So we're prepared, but we can't prepare as much as we'd like.
One big question is why. Tension is high now between the U.S. and Russia, as Russia has increased its military presence in Syria. The U.S. military is also active there, especially in the airspace, and the risk of inadvertent conflict is high. Is now the right time to send 68 Russians to a small-town American celebration of its Russian and native heritage? Spackman is aware that international diplomacy is in play. Things are not super relaxed between the U.S. and Russia at this moment.
Yeah, and there's all those things that go on, the speculation of why would they spend that kind of money to come here, because they have never asked for a dime. You know, is it just a big PR stunt? What's the idea? Do they just do it with the idea that the U.S. has to look bad in not inviting them or whatever it is? I'm hopeful that it's in good nature and good spirit because, quite frankly, Sitka in particular, in all of Alaska, holds a very soft spot for Russians. I think they view it in the way that we might view Valley Forge or Plymouth Rock. It's an exciting and interesting period to them.
So Spackman is optimistic that Sitka can rise above international tension and make the singers, dancers, children's choir, military bands, Cossacks without horses absolutely welcome if they make it. He's looking forward to seeing them in the parade, but he says there won't be room for them all to participate in the transfer ceremony on Castle Hill. Basically, we know as much as he does.
It is a great mystery, but it'll be a wonderful surprise if it happens.
We've got to get organized.
Just don't panic.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.